even if they don't knock the broads, there ain't enough tricks to go around.
Your newspaper let me so you can point your fucking fingers.
Let's say that's the bad guy. Let's say that's the bad guy.
Never in the history of the game has it been such an evil.
Tricks running low, cops pushing harder than ever.
She was there with you.
Mm-hmm.
Eating your food.
Right.
Under your roof.
Mm-hmm.
Burning your electricity.
Right.
Your gas and your water.
Exactly.
Honestly, other than the first 3 days, do you think that her contribution was equivalent to your sacrifice?
Oh, hell no, nigga. It wasn't even close.
Wasn't even close, boy.
And like I said, like I told you earlier, you know, it'd been different if she made an effort to basically show that she was appreciative. You know, but she didn't. I gave you the scenario where she wouldn't take out the fucking trash. She wouldn't clean up the goddamn kitchen. You know, all she would do is chain smoke and talk on the phone and gossip and talk shit and run out in the streets chasing niggas on house arrest. I'm like, God damn. I'm like, shit. And then, like, then I told you about the situation where bitch wouldn't even cook. I'm like, damn.
Well, let me ask you another question.
Yeah.
Where's her mother?
Her mother's locked down.
Locked down where? In what?
In prison.
Okay.
Right.
So, nobody else is out here.
Right.
But her. Not the niggas that she been fucking.
Mm-hmm.
Not the niggas that she been paying to basically lay with.
Right.
Nobody's there.
Right.
But you.
Right.
Uncle Mike.
Mm-hmm. And this is how you repay me.
Yeah.
But of course, like we always say, me and you don't really ever expect a chick to roll through with some common decency. You know, we pretty much accept them for they are.
You can't take this game is not a game of short term returns.
Right.
It's not.
Mm-hmm.
Because you have to take the long way around.
Right.
You have to.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you want short term gains, you're going to be frustrated. You can't compete with the short-term excitement of the dusty nigga she chasing. Because you can't descend to that level of ignorance.
Right.
That's not in your DNA. But that's what attracts and excites her.
Right.
You can't compete with that, and you shouldn't want to compete with that. So why would you fight on their terms?
Shit, if you were a fool, yeah, you would try. You try and
we'll
fight.
Try.
Yeah.
So, you know, like we always say, or like it's always said, this is chess, not checkers.
Right.
You have to make some sacrifices. Rook sacrifices, queen sacrifices usually lead to checkmate.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Time is the greatest asset that you possess in this. Anytime you're dealing with a dusty ass nigga,
mm-hmm.
or you're dealing with a hood rat, you have to take the perspective of time.
Mm-hmm.
Just like that case I was telling you about where that nigga jumped on and that bitch gave him that false information.
Mm-hmm.
Time.
Mm-hmm.
All I had to do was sit back.
Right.
And plot. And let the passing of time, let their own natures, let their own habits become the instruments of their destruction.
Right.
Because that's how the story ends. That's how the story ends. It's almost like a really bad version of the Three Stooges.
Mm-hmm.
You know, every time they think they got a master plan in effect, they overlook some small detail that brings down the whole fucking plot.
Right.
That's what you're dealing with.
Mm. My thing is, you know, with her, like I said, you know, we got such a deep and rich history. And Nicole, if you're listening, I love you, but fuck you too, bitch, because you irritated the shit out of me with that sucker move you did with not cooking. But with me, what hurts me, this is what hurts me, man, because it's not like I feel it's directed towards me. I'm not really thinking on that level. What I'm looking for when I deal with her, I'm looking for her to mature. You know what I mean? The longer she's out here, the more she does dumb shit. It kind of hurts me to the fact that I don't want to see her fucked up. I don't want to see her struggling. And when she comes in here and she does just little shit like that, that shows me that she has not matured. She has not learned her lesson. And she is doomed to repeat and go into this cycle, man, where it's just always going to be chaos and confusion. You know what I mean?
But the whole plot.
I understand that. I understand that, you know, really, that's advantageous to us. The more chaos.
No, I'm not talking about advantage. Fuck the advantage. Let's just look at it.
Okay.
Let's just look at it. Right. They're not in an environment to where they mature. People like this don't mature until they're ready for Social Security.
Right.
Because, like you said before, their development has been prematurely arrested.
Right.
Now, does that mean that they don't know that they fucking up? Of course they know that they fucking up.
Right.
But the maturity level of being able to deal with the consequences is just not there. Mm. Forget about that's the whole plot.
Right.
That's the whole plot that this sets into motion. Because they perpetuate their own poverty. They perpetuate their own problems. Mm. That is the scheme of the social engineering.
Mm. Shit.
You have created a person that is incapable of rational, critical thinking.
Mm-hmm.
Because when you're in someone else's house, where you're not paying any bills, what you do, the rational person would say, I'm going to do the best I can to ease the inconvenience.
Right.
It's like when a nigga borrow your car, right?
Right.
When he borrow your car, your gas tank is full.
Mm-hmm.
He take your car, drive it, and bring it back, and it's past empty. But then we'll turn around and say, well, I'm going to need your car again next week.
Yeah, man.
You see what I'm trying to say?
Yeah.
These things are things that they're without because that's not how they function. That's not how they're wired to function. It's like what they are is a kind of genetic suicide bomber.
Right.
That's what it is. A social or a biological suicide bomber. Mm. You know, well, I should say psychological. So they will self-destruct.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. The bomb is beautiful when you're making it and you're connecting all the wires. But when that shit blows, there's nothing going to be pretty about it. The only thing is they just repeat the process. And the dusty nigga is the necessary equation in order to make that bomb detonate.
For real.
The dusty nigga is the blasting cap.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Because shit, almost every time she's ended up in the gutter, it's always been
because a dusty nigga.
A dusty ass nigga, man.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. The plot never changes.
All right.
The plot never changes, bruh. Just the actors.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, whereas before, it was 20.
Right.
Well, now it's not 20.
Right.
It's some other nigga.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, now he's gone. Now it's his friend.
Mm-hmm.
Well, now he's gone. It's someone else.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, sitting back and... you know, the whole time she was here, I'm thinking, of course, rationally, you know, I'm thinking if I was posted up in somebody else's spot, just like you said, I would try my best to show my appreciation. You know what I mean?
You want
to
ease the inconvenience.
Yeah, you know, like I said, I put the trash bags right next to the dough. You know, so whenever she went out to go see her nigga on house arrest, I'd see, you know, just a little test to see if she would pick up the trash bag, take it out, put it in the dumpster. You think she did it? No. Bitch walked right past the trash bag.
And kept pushing.
Kept pushing. I have to tell her, hey, look, before you open that door, pick up that trash bag. I had to give her specific, strict instructions on what to do. I like, pick up the trash bag, walk through the door, put it in the dumpster. Okay. She had no problem doing what I said she needed to do, except for the cooking part. You know, she was real, you know, obedient and real respectful, but volunteering some shit? Nigga, she wasn't volunteering to do shit. Oh, God damn.
Because that's called obligation and responsibility.
Right.
That's a level of maturity that that girl is incapable of.
Right.
That's where all of the nasty-ass sex comes from. Mm. So you have a person bred with a whore mentality.
Okay.
And the only thing she knows how to be is a whore. Mm. Now, that doesn't mean that, you know, that she's totally just a monster. That's what it is. Mm-hmm. That's the creature that is just like if you catch a, you on the plains of the Serengeti.
Right.
And you bump into one of them lions.
Mm-hmm.
That lion don't know shit about good or evil.
Right.
He's hungry.
Mm.
That animal don't know anything about good or evil. You think he's evil because he's eating you, but he's just hungry.
Right.
Mm. You know, so you're not dealing with a person that's immoral. You're dealing with a person that is in a lot of sense, in many senses, excuse me, amoral.
Okay.
So they're going to gravitate towards something that reinforces that amorality.
Mm-hmm. Man.
Well, I mean, it's not, you know, it's what it is. That's why when, you know, whenever I have them over at my spot, the maximum you can spend is one day.
Yeah.
Because that's enough for me to get tired of you.
Mm-hmm, that's the truth.
You know, and the danger is that if you spend too much time around them, it will totally fuck up your circuit. You will need time to rewire yourself.
Mm-hmm.
You can't plunge headlong into that level of niggardry and not be affected. Your IQ will literally drop within days.
Mm-hmm. Not to mention the fact I started to seriously dislike her. And that's almost impossible with Nikki, man, because, like I said, in short spurts, you know, she's a ray of sunshine. You feel me? But nigga, them 9 days, I was like, man, I was literally, man. I mean, I was having like visions of choking the shit out this heifer, man. I was like, man, I can't wait for your shit to get, you know, oh man.
Mm. But that proves what you were saying.
Right.
The only nigga that's gonna put up with her. It's going to be a nigga just like her.
Right.
But the problem is that the nigga just like her is not going to put up with her.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So it has to be a succession of niggas that she fuck with.
Right.
That's how the game is set up.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. There are no big mics out there with a ring for her. But there's a 20.
Right. Mm-hmm. Shit, man.
There's a Scooby. There's a Cedric.
Right.
Whew. Those type of niggas are out there all day long. And they ain't offering nothing.
Right.
So the whole process must continue.
So basically what you're saying is this is all by design.
Social, it's by design.
The whole social engineering situation is basically brought down through the government to basically subjugate black folks into a permanent underclass, and this is how they're basically doing it with
government and elite,
with ratchets and dusty niggas.
Yes.
That's a conspiracy.
Because ignorance leads to prison. Yeah. If you have a culture or a lifestyle that doesn't relate to responsibility.
Right.
You have a culture or a lifestyle that pretty much has a disdain for intelligence. You have a culture that has a disdain for responsibility and maturity. Where do you think you're going to end up?
More likely in prison.
In prison. They need to fuel the prison industrial complex. Why? Because the prisons are becoming privatized. Corporations and banks are buying prisons. And once corporations and banks buy prisons, you don't give constitutional rights to property. You don't give, you're not required to give property a decent meal. It's property.
So you're saying they purposely leave the ratchets on the streets to reproduce, to basically feed.
They need both the, they need, just like during slavery, they need to produce. It's a form of 21st century slavery. But what happens is, think about this. The reproduction goes on in the slave quarters. The slave quarters is not a nice place.
Okay.
It's fucked up, it's dirty, it's nasty. Sound familiar?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So you have to create an environment where you can reproduce these broken families. And then you have to figure out a way to get them back in the labor apparatus. Because as these corporations began to buy these prisons, see, in the 80s and 90s, in the early part of the 21st century, you had these corporations that were going overseas to third world countries and getting labor from these third world countries, you know, and avoiding taxes.
Okay.
Well, now they don't have to go overseas. All they have to do is go to Big Sandy. All they have to do is go to the Correctional Institute in Warren County. All they have to do is go to the prison in Chillicothe. They can literally have a large pool of labor inside of the prison. They can get that labor cheaper for what they can pay the Mexicans or illegal immigrants. So you have to keep that kind of apparatus full. You have to keep bodies. You have to keep bodies.
Oh, shit.
So you have to breed. You have to breed children for labor.
Wow.
So their music has to say that.
Right.
Their movies has to say that. That their books have to say. Everything has to reinforce this idea of this irresponsible hedonism.
Mm-hmm.
See, because in that world, you don't take the trash out.
You sure fuck don't. Like, damn, bitch, take that trash out.
In their world, you don't clean up or wash dishes.
Mm-mm-mm.
You might take a shower and then you just go on out in the streets and do what you want to do.
Right. Mm-hmm. Shit. And, you know, it's like some cats is, I like, to me, it's just so simple to see because, like I said, when you look at the laws that are put down as far as how to deal with women in the legal system, you said, man, it's like no accountability, no sort of punishment whatsoever. They let these bitches right back out. A bitch could have tried to cut your throat, man. That bitch is out in a day.
If you want to get even deeper about it, you skew their perceptions.
Mm-hmm.
You skew their perception
mm-hmm.
of right or wrong. Example, China Arnold.
Right.
Baby killing ass China Arnold.
Right.
Now, she got her criminal case overturned just because of a simple procedural technicality. Mm-hmm. It had nothing to do with her being innocent.
Right.
This bitch killed a baby.
Wow.
And you got these stupid assholes in the Bass and on the coast to my free China Arnold. It was a frame up.
Right.
China Arnold is not Nelson Mandela. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
The concept is to skew their perception of reality. Mm. Nobody else is there. How did the fucking baby get into the microwave? How did that happen? Who put the baby in the microwave? Why didn't someone call when that child was not breathing? You know, basic shit, simple shit that any rational motherfucker would think about.
Shit.
And yet, they ran into my Free China Arnold.
May I help you, sir?
How much for an order of ribs?
$2.50.
$2.50? How many ribs do I get with that?
About five.
Five? So I guess that's about 50 cents a rib, huh?
Yeah, about.
Okay, let me get one.
Right on. One order.
One order of ribs.
No. One rib.
One rib.
I sure am hungry.
Make that one rib to go.
One rib?
One rib. What else?
You got any soda?
$1.
Oh, come on now. Look out for a brother, man. Come on. Hey, check this out. Why don't you let me get a sip for 15 cents?
My cups cost more than 15 cents.
All right, fuck the cup. Pour it in my hand for a dime.
Look, you greasy-headed Jerry Curl wand. Pay me and get the hell out of my store.
You got change for 100?
Look, we're going to need an orthopedic surgeon to remove my foot from your ass.
Hammer.
No, brother, don't do it. You know the customer is always king. Hammer!
We got a lot to discuss, kid. Your relationship is withering. Don't walk away from me. Come hither and listen. Call to speak straight up, so let it chat. Sorry, baby, but your man ain't all that. Before you verbally stomp me, just wait a sec and explain why you're always looking wrecked. By now, any other lady would have just had it. Looking depressed and battered, shattered. Dreams of you two being the perfect item. The feelings you have, try to fight them. Cause your man's a conniver, so stay alert. Mark my words, you're gonna get hurt. Does a man abuse you physically or mentally? Change when I was slavery, you need to be free.
So baby, you need to swing my way.
I want you to
do your right in a fly way.
I want you to choose,
girl, you won't be abused. So baby, you need to swing my way. Baby, you need to swing my way. I want you to do your right in a fly way. Fly like the man you was now, I keep my hands on the sun. So baby, you need to swing my way.
He's treated and used like a tower. And when he gets busted, he thinks that he's an owl. Your eye is puffy, the jaw is swollen. You shouldn't be smacked and made to cuddle and holding. Progressing snow like a teddy bear. His attitude's changed, begin to put fear in your heart. But you depart from being afraid. Many thoughts of leaving were crushed, so you stayed. Saying what he did before, he won't do again. He wants more of a lover and less of a friend. Catch my drift, you put to the test, so you're refusing, is struck with a left blow. He tells you in a friend way. For rejecting your man, hey, now you're crying on the floor. Your man's no damn good. Need I say more?
So baby, you need to swing my way. Do your right in a fly way. I want you to choose, girl, you won't get used. So baby, you need to swing my way. Baby, you need to swing my way. I want you to do your right in a fly way. Like the man you look now, I keep my hands on the sun. Baby, you need to swing my way.
Now I'm not saying I'm an angel, I got many associates. I treat them all right and appropriate. I'm not talking marriage and settling down, but I can treat you much better than that clown. No matter what I say, you still seem to protect him. No matter the amount of times you hit, you respect him. Damn, if you only knew how much affection could be given to you. If you're going the right way, which is my way, forget what your so-called boyfriend might say. You're too good for his kind. Widen your horizons and focus your mind on a real man. I won't sweat you or keep stressing it. I'll buy your clothes, but pay your rent. It's kind of pressing it. So tell me, who do you choose? Here's an ultimatum. He's a winner.
So I want you to swing.
choose you, but you can you. Baby, you need to swing my way.
Oh,
fly
I
way.
Want
baby,
you.
You need to swing my way.
And I need you.
Right here to fly away,
oh,
fly away.
I want
baby,
you. Yes, I want you, girl. I do.
Yeah, baby, you need to swing my way. Fly
oh,
away.
I want you. Choose to you. Choose to you.
Just the whole domestic violence situation, how females, they real quick to jump froggy with a nigga, man. They real quick to get in your face, and you can't do this, and you can't do that. And they quick to swing on you. And then when you swing back and cold cock that bitch, then all of a sudden you a punk. Like, you hitting on bitches. I'm like, and that's what's wrong with the world today, man. There's no checks and balances. They've, you know, this whole social engineering situation has given the female carte blanche just to be an agent of chaos. Do whatever the fuck she want, when she want.
Yeah, that's the way it's supposed to work, though.
Right.
The female is supposed to be over the male, but then turn around, the children are supposed to be over the female.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Why? Because the children are going to be the next generation to continue this whole process.
Right.
So you have to shake up the basic foundation of things. You have to make everything function in the reverse. You see?
Right.
You have to do that. So now you got a situation where the women are becoming masculine and the men are becoming feminine.
Right.
This is warfare. This is a form of warfare upon humanity and society. Well, humanity is society. I don't want to repeat myself, but it is a war upon humanity. These things are happening because they serve a very specific purpose, because a group of people absolutely believe that the resources of this planet belong to them and they were delegated by God to control it, and they must check any threat to the control and the supremacy over those resources of this planet. So they have to create a situation where humanity is basically cannibalizing itself. You can't have healthy relationships. I wrote that chicken and beer.
Okay, yeah.
Chicken and beer. People don't know. And here is the purpose, and I don't want to go too far off, but anytime you have stability in a third world country, that stability is based on the fact that the elite of that country is working hand in hand with Western banks and corporations. And they've pushed the dispossessed in that country so far below the level of survival to where these people have no recourse but to revolt. They're beyond any type of recognizable level of subsistence. These people revolt, they throw out these elite, and of course these elite are running hand in hand, like I said, with the Western banks and corporations that are usually the power or the backing behind Western intelligence agencies to foment instability in the country to keep everything the way it is. Well, when these people are finally thrown out, they come to this country. And when they come to this country, you got to have something to do with these people. You got to have a means for them to survive, because they are intelligence assets. And they are wealthy people from a country that they've been thrown out of due to a lot of fuckery and chicanery. So what do? They absorb them into the economic infrastructure, but they got to have a way for these people to eat.
Mm-hmm.
You're not going to set up a business full of Vietnamese or Cambodians or Laotians out in Centerville or Kettering. Mm. People would catch on to that shit. Where all these Cambodians come from?
Right.
See, that would arouse suspicion. But you got to put them in a place that will allow them to make money.
Mm-hmm.
You got to put them in a place that will allow them to make money. You got to find a community where they would blend in, where they would be able to move undetected, silently, mm-hmm. and make their money. And the area that you put them in has to be an area where there's no competition.
Right.
They don't have to worry about having to deal with an independent economic base.
Hmm.
Where is the one place where you don't have to deal with an independent economic base?
Shoot, motherfucking Niggerville, man.
Okay. Now, what are the characteristics of Niggerville? See, this is going to come back to what we've seen. Okay. What are the characteristics of Niggerville?
Shit, no.
Do you think Niggerville contains a two-parent household?
No.
Do you think the children are, for the most part, need goods and need certain goods and consume candy and, you know,
mm-hmm.
shit that ain't good for them?
Yeah, rampant, blatant, ridiculous consumerism.
Mm-hmm. So if there are no two-parent households and if the area is an area that doesn't contain an economic base, an independent economic base, then it is an area that is necessarily poor. It is an area where there is no rational masculine principle.
Right.
It is an area where people do nothing but consume. And the consumption is not based upon anything that will help them to compete with the people that they're buying the shit from.
Right.
So if a bitch is irresponsible and don't want to cook, they're going to go buy the chicken wings.
Right. Mm-hmm.
If she's irresponsible, you know, and she doesn't want to use what she has at her disposal to keep herself up, she's going to go buy accoutrement
mm-hmm.
that she believes will make her look more attractive. That's why the Koreans and the Asians will sell the weave.
Right.
And the process that I'm talking about, I'm going to be very specific. I'm going to be very specific. That's what happened with the Cubans. That's why the Cubans control Florida politics. See, people always talk about the Jews, but the Cubans are much more effective. And they fly beneath the radar.
Okay.
When they threw out Fulgencio Batista, all those white Cubans came to Miami and places in South Florida. They were running a program called Operation Mongoose under the command of a man by the name of General Ed Lansdale, a name that I'm sure people do not know, but Ed Lansdale was a true American gangster.
All right.
That program was budgeted $300 million annually. It was the largest domestic CIA station in the country at that time. They had like 50 fake business fronts for laundering money. And who do you think participated in that type of economic infrastructure? Those white Cubans that had been kicked out the country.
Okay.
They simply took those businesses from that black op program and they created an economic base in Miami, Florida, and took over the economic base of ghetto ass areas like Liberty City, home of Two Live Crew. They controlled it politically and they controlled it financially or economically. So this scheme of dusty niggas and hood rat bitches is an economic solution for the elite to continue control over the resources, either by putting them in prison or making them ignorant ass mindless consumers that will eventually produce ignorant ass offsprings that will lead to where?
Prison. Shit. Mm-hmm.
You remember Living Color.
Right.
Living Color with Homie the Clown.
Mm-hmm.
He had this game called Ghetto Monopoly.
Okay.
Which was a cardboard with spaces drawn on it. You remember that shit?
Yep.
And he had the Cheeto going around the board. And he rolled the dice and the Cheeto stopped on Park Place. He says, I got Park Place. He said, no, you can't afford to live on Park Place. You've been caught by the police on Park Place. So guess what? You go to jail.
Right.
The dude picked up the dice and rolled the shit again. He said, all right, pass go. He says, pass go, get $200. He said, no, you can't get $200 because you don't have a job. So you go to jail.
Man. Truth, stranger than fiction. Boy.
He said, I want to buy a hotel. You don't have any money to. Then he hit the ball, hit him over the head with the sock. Pow.
Right.
You can't buy a hotel. You don't have any money. You're in a hotel with no money. You go to jail.
Mm-mm-mm. Shit. Hey, Tony.
Yeah.
I just want you to come clean, man. I just want you to come clean and just admit you just jealous of the swag of the dusty ass nigga, man. That's,
yeah, right.
That's just come out and just come clean.
Yeah, right.
Well, that's what some niggas would probably be saying right now. Well, nigga, you just mad because the dusty nigga got the bitch.
Okay.
Uh huh.
Let's do that.
Okay.
let's go there. Let's play that. Let's play that card, right?
Okay.
I'm mad that the dusty nigga got a bitch with 5 kids.
Yep, that's right.
Really?
Yeah, really.
A bitch with 5 kids.
Uh-huh.
No social skills.
Right.
Won't cook, won't clean,
mm-hmm.
and is constantly broke or in jail.
Right. Uh-huh.
Seriously?
Uh-huh. But dig, this is what they're saying. This, you know, because I've talked to these niggas ad nauseum. I think what it is what they're saying is you're hurt deep inside because, you know, even though this bitch is a total loser, she mm-hmm. still won't choose you, but she'll choose this other nigga. So what kind of a nigga do you, what kind of a nigga are you when a loser bitch like that won't choose you?
I see what you're saying.
Right.
I see what you're saying.
Uh-huh.
Well, let me answer that question.
Okay.
I'm an everyday nigga.
Right.
No more, no less.
Right.
But what they're trying to say is there's some jealousy.
Right.
Mm-hmm. What you're saying, right?
Right.
Because if you have so much going on, that must be a strike against you because a bitch won't choose you because you're clearly the obvious choice.
Right.
So you must be twice the loser that you're claiming this nigga is.
Exactly.
Because, you know, this right. bitch won't choose you.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Let me say this.
Okay.
In life with anything else, people make choices.
Mm-hmm.
But that bitch's choice does not determine how I feel about myself.
Okay.
Because I know what I bring to the table.
Right.
Okay? So because a bitch may want an irresponsible nigga,
mm-hmm.
or she may want to fuck with an irresponsible nigga, that doesn't make me feel any less about myself today than I felt yesterday.
Right.
But I will be honest with you, since we're being honest.
Right.
I did once upon a time used to wonder, you know, what was it about me?
Mm-hmm.
Let's answer that question. That's a very good question. Let's get into that. What is it about me that these bitches would rather choose the loser?
Right.
I thought about that, and I thought that way till I seen what it took to keep these bitches.
Mm-hmm.
Till I seen all the trouble you had to go through to keep these bitches. Till I saw the total cost of being with them. I did used to think those niggas were lucky. I did used to think they had more game until I seen what they were getting.
Right.
Until I start seeing what it cost me.
Shit. And you can see.
And then once I saw what it cost me, I began to look at it and say, well, no, no.
Right.
There has to be a way where I could still get this off and be able to put this bitch back where I got her from.
Right.
So initially they were, let's say they were correct.
Okay.
Until I started actually dating some of these bitches.
Yeah, man.
Until they start wanting me to sign for shit. Until they start trying to run welfare scams with my name. I wasn't jealous any longer.
Right.
Until I start seeing all the fuckery that comes with them. Once I saw all the fuckery that comes with them, I was no longer jealous of the nigga with swag.
Okay.
I looked around at my classmates that had swag. The ones with swag are in prison.
Okay.
Or somewhere doing some low-paying job, demeaning low-paying job. They're not quite so popular anymore.
Okay.
So I'll say that time and experience has changed that perception. Mm. So if they had made that criticism 20 years ago, right, it would have been valid.
Okay.
But today it's not. Because it's 20 years later. And this bitch that I wanted now has four or five kids. This bitch that I wanted, that I was jealous of another nigga for taking, cost me $200 a day to be with her. This bitch that I wanted constantly has problems. This bitch that I wanted, her water shut off. This bitch that I wanted is maxed out. Her credit cards are fucked up.
Right.
And I'm not the nigga to deal with that. So go back and find the nigga with swag. That's the one you're looking for.
Right.
I ain't even mad no more.
Okay. Shit.
So from that perspective, 20 years ago they would have been correct. But 20 years later, I'm laughing at that.
Shit,
because I know, at the end of the day, even with all that swag, I'm still gonna fuck that bitch.
So
I hope that answers your question to the people that's listening. See, at the end of the day, this fat square nigga,
right,
is still gonna deposit my nuts squarely in her mouth. So, you go ahead and keep swag.
Right.
I'm going to keep my money, and I'm still going to fuck your bitch. Whether you like it or not. And you know what? She's going to call me.
Right.
Not you. Case in point.
Okay.
Since we on that subject.
Right.
It's this little, you remember that bitch I sent you the pictures of, her?
Oh, yeah, fine little motherfucker. Yeah, the one with the bass.
Yeah.
Woo.
She went back and talked all this shit.
Right.
You know, I never back with him. He is square. And the bitch she was fucking with is talking about robbing me.
Right.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So she's all on Facebook. I love my, talking about the dusty nigga.
Yeah.
The dusty nigga.
Mm-hmm.
Let's just deal with it. The dusty nigga, the nigga that got most swag in me.
Okay.
She on Facebook repping him hard.
Okay.
Hard.
Mm.
I love bae. You know, yeah, we solid, no shake.
Right.
I get a call this morning. I need help, please. I need $30. I don't have food for my baby.
Sucks to be you, bitch.
I'll do whatever you want. I know you like head, so I'll give you head.
Right.
And I asked that magic question. And I'm going to ask this to the people that are listening. Where's the nigga with swag? This bitch is ready to gobble balls for $30. So should I be jealous of that?
I should say not, nigga, because she's obviously ain't no true ride or die bitch if she run around gobbling nuts for $30 and she claim to be in love with some other nigga.
You know how slick she is, right?
Right, uh-huh. Yeah, she's okay. Bad bitch.
So now the nigga with swag, if we use that, I'm jealous.
Right.
Because they're choosing him.
Right.
Because she's choosing him.
Yeah.
She's not choosing him. She's obeying a program. But I know she's coming to me, and I don't have to call her. Hell, he don't even call her.
Right.
He fucking other bitches.
Right.
But she's coming to me.
Shit. That's...
So the answer to that question is that at the end of the day, I'm still sitting on top of the food chain, bitches.
Oh, shit, that's real.
So there's no reason for me to be jealous. And I learned that through time and experience.
Yeah.
Time is my friend. Because at the end of the day, people are what?
Suckers for the truth.
Okay.
Yeah, man.
Since you and I have done this podcast, we've been on this phone, she sent me about 10 messages.
Shit.
Begging me to come get her.
Shit. And you know, once again, what did Batman say? What did he say about saving him? He said, when he was on the train with Ra's al Ghul.
He said, I won't kill you. But I don't have to save you either.
And that's the position you wear with these bitches, man. Shit.
There you go.
Shit. So she.
I don't have to kill you, but I won't save you. I don't have to save you either.
You ain't in no reason.
So the whole jealousy thing isn't really applicable if you look at it from the long range perspective.
Right.
Because to us, it's a game of numbers and cooperation in the first place. And it's executed from a position of time.
Right.
We know how this works. We know that Man-Man and Duracell are not going to pay the DP&L. We know that Man-Man and Duracell are not going to be responsible.
Right.
We know that bitch got to eat. We know that bitch need a roof over her head. So why would you want to be jealous of a nigga that you can't compete with on his grounds of niggardry and irresponsibility?
Niggas got to know their tools and work with the tools they got.
Work with your tools. You have to see the value in your tools. So that criticism would work. That criticism would work if I looked at it from the perspective of him being the superior.
Right.
But I know he's not the superior. I know he's going to prison in the next 2 or 3 years.
Right.
I'll still be on the street and I'll still be fucking her while he's locked up. And that's what I'm doing now.
Right.
I'm fucking a chick whose nigga is locked up.
Shit. And you ain't got to really deal with all that extra shit that comes with a so-called bona fide relationship. You know what I'm saying?
No.
You can cut her off anytime.
Well, I mean, in some instances, you know, you wind up dealing with them because in some instance, you have to, as I said before, be able to respond to their needs. But you can't get drug off and all the rest of that shit.
Right.
You're right.
Mm-hmm.
But you have to know what you have to offer. So I'm not jealous because I know that I will be able to fuck this bitch.
Shit.
There's no reason for me to be jealous or resentful because I know I'm going to end up fucking her regardless.
And she cooperating and she like to fuck you too. Shit.
Yeah. Now that doesn't mean that she's going to stop being irresponsible.
Right.
That doesn't mean that they're not, because at the end of the day, yeah, they're going to fuck with you, but they're creatures of habit. They're creatures of habit. But you don't deal with that shit. I don't have to deal with all that fuckery that go on in their life. Man. And I'm still going to get what I want. Whether he's in jail or on the streets. Mm-hmm. So there is no impetus for me to be resentful of that kid. Because yes, she chose him. And that makes him the unlucky one.
Man. Uh-huh. You know, that nigga that Nicole just got done beefing with, he kicked her out of his spot. He about to get evicted now because it was there's some shit going on about, because actually Nicole was the one that's actually bringing in most of the money with her hustling.
Okay.
So he kicks her to the side for a nothing ass bitch that he's fucking. And not to mention there's some shit going on with the lease, because when he kicked Nicole out with his own sister, the sister took their baby brother. It was some bullshit, but there's some fuck shit going on over there. And this nigga, he's still to be
jealous,
honest.
Matt?
Yeah, I'm jealous, man.
Ain't you resentful of that?
I'm real resentful of that shit, man.
If he did all that, don't look at all that he got over. He got more swag than you don't.
Oh, he got tons of swag.
He got tons of swag,
yeah,
right?
Yeah,
Okay, now answer me this question: is Nicole coming back?
To who? Me?
Yes.
Nigga, it's like breathing. Yeah, she's coming back.
So, ain't you jealous?
Of course. Of course I'm jealous of the nigga with swag. Of course.
Yeah.
But
don't you, if she choosing him, what does that say about you?
Well, like I said, hey, Facebook don't lie. You know what I'm saying? After she left here, you know what I mean, doing what she was doing with her mouth, and then she all kissing him in the mouth on Facebook right after she left here. Like, why in the hell would I be jealous of a nigga that's got
because
that going?
Got more swag than you.
I'll be like, that nigga just don't know what she was
don't
doing.
Don't you want her to be kissing you with nut residue on her lips?
We just
don't
need to quit.
Wouldn't you want to be the nigga with another nigga's nut residue on your cheeks and your lips?
Oh, man.
That's a very enviable position, isn't it?
Oh, my God, man. Well, niggas ain't trying to hear that. Niggas, they just on this shit where, nigga, you gave it $20.
Well, what it is this.
Yeah.
What it is this. They can't stand to see. See, when people get used to ignorance and deformity,
right,
they start to think that it's normal.
Right.
There's a difference between normal and natural. Niggas start thinking that the abnormal is normal and that the normal is natural. That's the natural order of things.
Right.
Because to say that it's abnormal is a criticism against them.
He shot that white boy. What are you going to do now, boy? Hit a non-commissioned officer.
Well, CJ just lost his head.
Shut up! Get him out of here. They're talking about giving you 5 years. They call what you did mutiny, boy.
That gun ain't mine.
We know that, CJ. We changed the charge on you this morning. You in here for striking a superior officer, boy. And everybody's seen it, too.
Why are you doing this to me, sir?
Oh, don't feel too bad, CJ. Has to be this way. You see, the first war didn't change nothing for the Negro. But this one, gonna change everything. Them Nazis ain't all crazy. Whole lot of people just can't seem to fit into where things seem to be going. Like you, CJ. See, the black race can't afford you no more.
Oh, there used to be a time we'd see somebody like you singing, clowning, yassabossing, and we wouldn't do anything. Folks like that. You were good. Homie kind of nigga. When they needed somebody to mistreat, call a name or two, they paraded you. Reminded them of the good old days. Not no more. The day of the Geechee is gone, boy. And you going with it. We can't let nobody go on believing we all fools like you. Waited a long time for you, boy. But I got you. I put two Geechees in jail in Camp Campbell, Kentucky. Three in Fort Huachuca. Now I got you. One less fool for the race to be ashamed of. Be ashamed of.